Hi, Magic.
Hi,
He snuck
Kayla.
out.
Yeah, he just crawled over there. That's what he kept trying to do yesterday on top of my cards. So how you doing?
Were you using?
What?
What deck were you using?
It was a John Holland
Oh, okay.
tarot deck. Maybe I put it away. Oh, I did. It's over there in the cabinet.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the energy of that deck is just sweet.
Huh.
It's loving and sweet. I've had a bunch of different tarot decks, and the energy for me is just too much. And I got that one, and it was funny because Rachel and I were talking about it, and she goes, "Oh, I had that deck in my shopping cart to send to you." I was like, "Oh gosh." Well, I'd say it's a good one for me to have. But it's been completely different, completely different. It really opened a connection for me through just, all the love. So if I was going to recommend one, that would be it. And then I use this deck by Kyle Gray
Angels and ancestors. Okay.
for the one card readings. The energy of this deck and the John Holland deck, it's completely different, but this is still based in love, but it's intense. And that's why I don't use it for the angel reading, readings that I do. But the one card reading, it's really good. And well, come here, you can sit with me. And I like to pull one of those cards once in a while before I go to bed. I'll let one flip out of the deck, or sometimes magic picks one. I don't know how that works. I know magic picks one. And they always speak to exactly what I want to know, how I want to feel supported. Years ago, when I was trying to connect with my spirit team and get information or messages and support from the cards, I just really it was a really hard it was really hard to get there. The cards, because I would look at the card, I would feel try to feel into it, and I would read what the card was about in the book, but I never felt the support. It might say what I wanted to hear, but I didn't feel supported. I didn't feel it. But then I got that John Holland tarot deck, and then I
So it is
started.
actually a tarot deck.
It is actually a tarot deck. And I don't tell people it's a tarot deck on the website. I say oracle cards
Right, I'm just,
because,
if I was going to look for it, I was just wondering what I'm looking for.
yeah, it's tarot. It's got, I can get it. Magic already got comfy.
He's small enough to carry.
Yes. And I actually have a carrier that I put on my chest and put him in, and he's been riding in that since I got him. But this is the
The
deck.
psychic tarot.
And it's by John Holland. I love these. Actually, with you yesterday, I noticed, of course, it's very humid here. They were sticking. They're very well worn along the edges, let me see if I want to show you this. This was one of your cards.
Harmony.
And what was so cool
Oh, is it
was that,
harmony?
that as each card, as we went through each card, because I the, they fill in, they fill in an outline, and then the angels bring in the details. And as I was going through these the cards, I wasn't even seeing seeing the cards. It was one card at a time. And sometimes when I look at the cards, they all come together to form a story, you know. But these didn't. They were one at a time is all I was being able to see, even though they were all laid out right here. And I could see them all, but there was no attention to the group. It was one at a time. And this was the last card.
Material harvest.
Yeah, and this is a physical card. It's red. And that's when you told me that you were getting extra money had come in every is coming in every month now. And you had several, and this was one.
I can't, it's really hard to read. Financial and
And material changes.
wow.
And I remember we talked about that redoing your room the way you wanted it. You know, that was a material physical change that was going to be happening, and it may not be as expensive as you thought it was going to be. And they must have gotten, I guess I didn't put them back in here like they were all together, because I don't remember. There was another love card, but I don't see it here. Oh, this one was one. It's Memories of Love. And I remember that's when we talked about that the love memories go with you in your future in your heart, and the others need to stay in the past. Oh, here was the first card. Yeah. And that was, I remember that being so cool, because that's the only card I could see in the beginning. Even though all of them were laid out there, that's the only one I could see. And this is one too, and it's material and spiritual prosperity. Yeah. See that you had a bunch of prosperity cards.
How many cards do you pull?
Whatever flies out of the deck.
Oh, okay.
And this was one too.
Shadow.
And this is a major arcana card. And this is where this what was so interesting, when I was putting them all away, I remember thinking that the light and the dark, and you're experiencing that now with overcoming the feelings of not being safe from childhood and the trauma. And it's that being the darkness, but the light's coming in because you're overcoming that. And I thought it was interesting that it's a guy, and I thought of your brother, but he doesn't have the power anymore. That you're taking that power, and then it kind of morphed your protector guide. So I thought that was kind of interesting that after we did the reading, that I was still feeling, I guess intuitive hits, I guess is what you would call that. But anyway.
Anything you care to share?
Well, what I did get about those changes, and that's what was kind of interesting, was that it was more powerful after we had completed our call than it was during the call, and that you'll succeed at that and overcome that. Well, and Michael's right there su supporting you, and not going anywhere. You know, it's like, well, again, I keep hearing the object of the mission is, you know, it's like the you know how in Mission Impossible, if you choose to take your mission or whatever, this is what it is, and that it'll self-destruct in 5 seconds. You know, I mean, it was like that. This is how
So
it
what is
felt.
the object of the mission?
To support you to be happy and no more anxiety. It's weird because usually after a reading, I don't remember anything really about it, or something might pop in later. But yeah, that kind of went with me for a bit, and right now it's just as clear now as speaking with you as it was yesterday.
Wow.
Very, he's not going anywhere, not going anywhere. Which is good. I wish that you could feel. Could really feel his presence.
Me
And
too.
when you feel safe, I really think that you will. It and the thing is too, Gail, that you have to remember, you guys were so close that it's like with our angels and guides, they're talking to us all the time and they've been with us all our lives. So they don't sound different than we do, because
Yeah.
they've always been talking to us. So it's not like, like you take off a heavy wool coat and you put on a light silk sweater, you feel a huge difference in that. Well, when they're talking to you, it sounds like us because we're used to hearing them all the time. So with Michael being gone, he never left, so you can still feel that in your heart. That connection's not broken. When Daddy died, it was because I hadn't seen him in so long. Talking to him was like still talking to him on the phone, and I be and maybe because senses were deprived because we were just on the phone. Then that was the way I was used to feeling his energy. So it didn't really feel different, but because Michael was with you, you were used to having that physical presence sense,
And the voice.
and the voice. So just allowing his voice to come through in through your mind's eye of experience. Just see what happens.
Well, a lot has happened since our reading.
Oh my gosh, really?
So I talked to the vet. The earliest they could get in William was a month earlier, which was 30, like 31 days from now.
Oh my
I
gosh.
called the specialty center and they could get him in pretty soon. And so they were going to fax for the records. And then I got a call from, I went to the grocery store, and when I walked in, the phone was ringing. It was the vet. They had moved some appointments around and they're getting him in a week from today.
Oh my gosh, that is great. What a relief.
And they were scheduled for a bath. And so I called this morning and they were able to get us in before, because Mary's getting her echocardiogram on Wednesday. So we had rescheduled the bath till Thursday. So they're going to move the bath till Tuesday for me.
Oh, okay.
The
Okay.
universe is conspiring to help.
Oh,
And
good.
so I watched another course I'm in. It's a fairy godmothering course. And she was talking about the parts. And I had watched it before and it just didn't make a whole lot of sense. But after watching the seminar and then watching it again, it's like it's perfect. And yes, both of them are giving me tools to work on that.
Oh, that's
So,
great.
and so William has been getting on top of my dresser and eating things. And I was thinking about putting a towel over it, which is what I've done on my desk downstairs. And then I realized there is a beautiful rose-covered empty box that I've been trying to figure out what to do with because it's too pretty to put away. So all that loose stuff is in that box.
Okay.
So it's
Well.
out of sight, out of mind, but at least he's not going to eat it.
Yeah. Wow. Well, one thing after the other coming together. That's
And
great.
I remembered that the sewing machine place works with a nonprofit. I don't re have any recollection of what it is, but they might know a nonprofit that could use it.
Oh, there you
So,
go.
I'm just a lot of ideas are coming to me. So I'm affirming the universe is conspiring to help. Which
Did
I
you
think
give
was
them
a Florence thing. I'm not sure. Anyway,
did you give them a call?
not yet.
Okay.
I've got too many other things that are claiming my attention. Like I had to reschedule PT this morning, but I'm getting clarity on a lot of stuff, and just the like, okay, I'm focusing on myself. Just yesterday after our call, just really made a difference. So,
Good, good.
like you
So,
said, other things will become clear.
yeah. So, when you take a deep breath, how do you feel like you're able to breathe more deeply than before, or no?
I was always able to take a pretty deep breath. My counselor was telling me there is a natural body response of a sigh that we it's an autonomic nervous system thing. And she'll catch me doing it and she'll say, "See, there your body is doing that."
Okay.
So, when I focus, I can pretty well always take a deep breath because I've done a lot of breath work. So, and it isn't so much the in breath as letting the out breath go slowly and deliberately and a long time, because that's the thing with shallow breathing, is if you don't let it out, it isn't going to come in.
Well, and it's like there's so much more that can come out. Well, I really kind of think that once you're really able to release the tension and the anxiety and you feel safer, when you take the deep breaths, it'll feel like you have new lungs. It's like I didn't, not even realizing, even with the breath work you've done before, that there's so much more going in, and it's a feeling of, it's not just the breath, but a feeling of being whole and complete.
Yes, because and maybe I've just been too much in my head, but this whole focus about it's the belly first and then the lungs, and it's like they get confused, and I think just being able to do it without thinking will be a that's just
Yeah.
another symptom of how wrapped tight I've been.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you get massages?
Massages have not worked well for me, because
Are
I
they
get bruised.
uncomfortable?
No, I get bruised. I have had body work with physical therapy where they do releases. That is very helpful for me. I'm not getting any right now, but actually the physical therapist I'm working with now does occasionally do that. But my sister loves massages. They have never never helped me. And maybe I just haven't found the right massage therapist, but
Well, I'm with you. I can't do massages. They're too uncomfortable for me. However, I love reflexology. And but not by everybody. I had we were at some hotel and I had a reflexology. The guy, it was a guy, and I was my feet hurt after he did the reflexology on my
That's the
feet.
one where they do the feet and the meridians that go to the different parts of your body.
Well, and it's
Oh,
yeah,
that's
and
foot reflexology.
it was foot, it was just my feet and my hands. Now there's a gal on YouTube, Helen Chin Liu, that she I you can do the reflexology with your hands, looking take a look at her what she offers in videos, because you can just be sitting there, reading or just relaxing, and you can do the reflexology on your hands to help with breathing and to stimulate the vagus nerve. So I want to recommend that.
Well, and in the Okay, it's not necessarily the parts work. The other one, vasovagal, whatever it is, they talk about the, it's all about being in touch with the vagus nerve.
Well,
So,
and the more we can stimulate the vagus nerve, then the better breathing, that
yeah.
we'll do. And that's,
All works together.
that's critical. If we can retrain the body to breathe more deeply, just as our normal way of breathing, that would be ideal. That would be ideal. So, how are you doing with working on forgiveness in your body?
I haven't gotten there yet. I
Okay.
mean,
Fair enough.
the realizations I have had are so profound that it's like I really need to crawl through this.
Okay.
And I think the exercises that are from this Fairy Godmothering course and from the I think I just need to keep plugging away at it and not overwhelm myself.
What are the exercises that they give you to do?
So when you recognize a response that is out of proportion to the stimulus, there is a part of you that didn't get its needs met as at a younger age. I mean, it can be something that happened when you're in your 40s, but that part is trying to protect you. And so you have compassion with that part, you sit with that part needs to see that it's safe and that you're managing it and you appreciate it. And so that's indirectly forgiveness work, I think.
Okay.
So, and it's, I mean, I'm just scratching the surface of it. But
Okay.
I have another week before I have 2 weeks off instead of one before I see my counselor. So I have another week to integrate this before I see her again. So I think she is probably familiar with that modality.
Okay. And in doing it that way, does it feel right? Does it feel comfortable, or does it feel overwhelming?
Well, I'm just still reading about it, but at least I'm noticing more a reaction that is out of proportion to the situation. It's really easy to pick it up when somebody else does it, but I'm more aware of it when it's happening, and it sure has happened with the dogs a lot. So I'm just Mary will poke me with her nose, and it triggers that thing that my brother did. And my reaction has nothing to do with her poking, but it is in my body. So I'm training her that that is not the way to get my attention, and that she has to ask nicely, which is to put her paws on my leg and come up and ask me. But she still will do it, and it never fails to, or it hasn't failed yet, to send me into that response of this exaggerated startle.
And are you immediately tense and anxious, not feeling safe when that happens?
Yeah, and angry.
And angry. I totally get that. Magic does that to me. And I didn't realize until you were just talking just now that, because I can't be pushed if somebody's pushing on my back. Because I had a previous life where I was pushed, I was like this sacrifice that was pushed off into off a cliff, or anyway, death, which causes an irrational reaction. I know how I've been, I've been dealing with it differently than I used to, but now it's just like it's immediate deep breath. Stop whatever I'm doing, deep breath, And I haven't initiated the chaos flush, but that would be a good thing to do. And maybe I am without saying chaos flush, because I do feel the tension leaving my body when that happens. So even though you're training her to do something different, if
She's still going
you,
to do it. She's still
yeah,
going to do it.
if you can get to the place where she does it and it there's no emotional charge associated with it, that's a huge healing that you've been able to
Yeah,
accomplish.
that would be something lovely if parts work could accomplish that or something.
Yeah.
I would love to heal that.
Yeah. Why not in the, the next week or so, when she does that, if you can, just stop everything, because there's a reason she's doing it. I mean,
She's trying to get my attention.
is she trying to snap you out of something too, or is it just because she wants your attention?
It could be that there's a potty situation. It could be that she thinks I've been sitting too long. It could be that it could be a number of things, but sometimes it's that I've been sitting too long. But it's generally when I'm hyper focused and in the middle of something like a purchase, that I can't stop right then. But sometimes I just need a dog break, and there may not be a reason. I'll get up and move around and then she'll let me go back and finish. So,
Maybe give that a try if there's any way possible. If you're in the middle of a purchase, that's one thing. But if you can get up and walk around and take those deep breaths while you're walking. Actually, and take them before you stand up, because if you're sitting there totally focused on something, 99.9% of the time you've been breathing shallowly. So when you stand up, your legs are not going to, back in our 20s, it was different, but we're not in our 20s anymore. And we need to get oxygen moving through the body before we stand up. Walking will be so much easier. And then if you
I have
can,
not noticed that.
you haven't noticed that?
No, I have not noticed that it's an issue when I stand up, that walking is an issue.
Okay. Put a pin in that. So your feet are fine. There's no, you know how you get up and you walk around, you don't feel anything because you're just up walking around. But if you get up and walk around and your feet feel weird, when several years ago I got plantar fasciitis, one of my ankles, one of my legs, one of my feet. And oh my God, it took it forever to heal.
That's a tough one.
It was awful. And after it got better, I noticed that when I would sit on the floor and play with Magic, even though I was playing with him, I was definitely breathing shallowly. And when I would get up and try to walk, it would hurt on that foot to walk on that foot. And then I learned if before I stood up, if I started taking some deep breaths and got that moving in my body before I stood up, it didn't hurt to walk on that foot.
Actually, I occasionally will notice that when I've been in bed and I get up. But I'm not sure that's not blood pressure,
Well,
because
take.
my blood pressure is on the low side. But
Well,
yeah,
take.
my pelvic floor physical therapist was like, take deep breaths before you get up. That'll give you more control.
Yeah. So just think about that. If, especially if you start noticing, that.
But when I'm at the desk, that's never happened.
Okay. We take breathing for granted, but deep breathing is as vital as eating every day. And it's the deep breath, because when we get caught up in what we're doing and we're taking the shallow breaths, or we're focused, laser focused on something, and then we're holding our breath to a degree, we one the body starts losing energy. It's like putting a pinhole in a balloon. And then by the end of the day, we're exhausted. It's so much harder to think when our brain's not getting enough oxygen. We just don't have the bandwidth that we need. But the more we can take the deep breaths and focusing on that breath with an intention of feeding the body and healing the body, it makes all the difference in the world. I did you see him? He was going to poke me. He was going to poke me right in. You stop petting me. Poke, poke.
Yeah, William will like do his paw.
Yeah, I was sitting here yesterday and he's over here and he's doing this to my arm. I'm like, what do you want? What do you want? I want to sit in your lap. Yeah. But I can't emphasize that enough, even with myself. I use my timers and then next thing you know, I forgot to hit the timer twice. And so now it's been an hour and a half and I'm still sitting here and it's got to become a lifestyle. It's got to
Yeah.
become just the way we live our lives, taking the deep breaths. It changes everything. We don't get tired as quickly. We have more strength. We have more stamina. We have a better ability to think and to solve problems and to move beyond the 3D world to be who we want to be and to show up in the way that we want to show up for ourselves. And the fear can't get in. No matter what kind of headline we just saw. So what else has been coming up for you?
Wow, that mean that's been pretty much occupying my brain for the last 24 hours.
Okay.
It's
Yeah, you've had a lot of things that like the universe working out for you and things to think about. Are you sleeping okay?
I'm getting my 6 hours. I sure wish I could do more, but one of the problems is it seems like my body is going to wake up at 5 or 5:30. If dinner gets pushed late because there's a phone call or something happens, then I can't go to sleep till 10, because I finish up at 7. So sometimes it's even later than that. So if I could consistently turn the light out at 9 o'clock, that would be a lovely thing. But I don't know. And last night it was 10:30, so. Yeah, there's more I could do to be ready for bed earlier. Oh, that bliss on that face. Just bliss.
I told him the other day I want him to get a job, and he just looked at me like, no way.
I have a job. It's taking care of you.
I would be magic, and he can be me.
My brother used to joke that in his next life, he wants to come back as a spoiled dog. Well, do you do past life regressions at all?
I don't, I've done my own. I have not done any for anyone else. They're fascinating.
I tried one once with a pretty skilled practitioner, and I could not do it. And she kind of had a reading of what she thought was going on.
Was
But
it fear based that not letting you go into it?
pretty serious situation.
When the first one I did on my own, I didn't even realize that's what it was. That's what I was doing because I remember I was sitting at the end. I had my feet propped up on the, I can't remember. I must have been in my office. I had my feet propped up on the desk. And I was just kind of sitting there and I was just kind of thinking and Jesse might have been standing there. I mean, it was something that happened so quickly. It wasn't like I had to go into a meditation and I had to relax. I mean, it wasn't anything like that. I asked my guides, my angels and guides, to show me The last, because I knew that I had a lifetime with Florence's energy.
Right.
And I asked them to show me the last time we had a life together. And I thought, well, if it was the one with that I thought it was when she was Florence, that would be the last one. That would be the last one because she died on Fred's birthday. Might have been 10 years before he was born. It was October 17th, and I think it was 1943. But anyway, I saw it. I just saw it in my mind's eye. I had had this. Have I told you this story before?
You were at a place and you went someplace you weren't supposed to and you got killed. You were with her.
I was with her, but I'd had this recurring nightmare as a child of I mean, I can see it just as clearly as looking at you right now, the guy being up there and his hearing his breathing and the heat because it was summertime and it was humid and I mean, I can just feel all of that. But when I asked to be shown, then I saw that we were together and we were friends and I talked her into going to this place we shouldn't have been going because I was this party girl and wanted to just have fun. And all those things just started happening like a movie, just one thing right after the other. And then him coming after me and me running. And then I knew I had died. I mean, it wasn't like I saw him kill me or anything like that. But, and it usually stops before I get killed.
This was nightmares you had as a child in this life?
Yeah, I was having them in this life, and that's why when I was really surprised when I asked to be shown our last life together
That was
that
it.
nightmare came in. But I saw what happened before. I'd never seen that in the dreams, in the nightmares. But having fun with her and laughing and teasing her and messing with her head. That was awful. That was awful. We loved each other to pieces, but I was terrible. And it but just and then seeing all that, and then I'm just sitting there, just wow, But I never had that dream again.
Well, that's
So,
good.
yeah, never had that dream again. And then there was another lifetime. Oh, it was being in the South during before the Civil War and being on a plantation and being the upper echelon of, but then, well, it wasn't actually before the war. It was during the war because I wasn't home and the soldiers came and killed my family. They hung them in the front yard. And seeing all of that and being so afraid, I remember sitting there with, because we were good to the people that we worked with that worked for us, and sitting with one of the girls, and we were holding hands and so scared that the soldiers were going to find us and not kill us because they did terrible things to women. And, in today's world, in my life, I wouldn't even think of something like that, but in that past life regression, there it was. There was a I did a past life regression with Rachel, and I didn't think that it was about I had another recurring nightmare of being on a plateau, and it was nighttime, but you could see really well because all this lava was flowing around, and it was lighting up the where you could see things, and I could see there were people on another one. It was like, or what are they called buttes? Where they're up out of the ground, but there's nothing like an island. There's nothing, you can't get to it. And all this lava was down there, but it wasn't close. It was like several feet below. And I could see those people over there, and they were crying and they were upset. And I'm on mine by myself. And I just kept having that nightmare, So I told Rachel about it, and she said, well, we can do a past life regression. I was like, okay. But she took us down a hallway, and you could pick a door with, and I thought, okay, nothing's happening, I'm like, nothing's happening. And then she said, well, just pick the life. You don't have to pick a door, just pick the life. And that was the one I wanted to look at. And we looked at that, and it was a Lemurian thing.
Oh.
And I decided to jump in because I wasn't going to waste away. And when I jumped, that it ended. It wasn't like I felt the pain of any of it. It was just an ending. Oh, she also did me a pa did a past life regression with me when, because Fred killed me with by running me through with a sword. We did that one all the way through, and learned that it wasn't just me. It was all the knights there.
And it was his mother that
Yeah, she was the instigator of all of that. But I don't know that it really helped. It was just, it just was. Just information. Are you wanting to do a past life regression?
don't know. I thought about it off and on. I seem to have a really strong affinity for the Victorian times and Elizabethan music.
Okay.
I and it's kind of like it would be nice to know if I lived then, but I don't know that I want to know a lot of details. Like
Okay.
the amount the what the woman told me that was her intuitive hit about the life that I couldn't face was enough.
Oh, okay.
I didn't need to go live it
Were you
because
happy in that time?
no, it was I'm sure I was happy at times, but the tragedy was I was a small ch I was a little girl looking after somebody much younger when I was should not have been, I wasn't old enough to, and the child died, and I felt responsible. And that
Wow.
guilt was,
Well,
and as she said,
that's.
it wasn't your fault. You weren't old enough to be responsible for that. But when you're a little kid, you don't know.
Right. Talk about trauma.
Yeah.
Well, do you feel like that has carried through in this life in feeling the need to take care of others? To the degree that you have.
Possibly it's also from the parts guy, it's one of the things that you learn to do to be safe is to take care of everybody else, and then you don't have anything to take care of yourself. That's how you'll be acceptable. That that's to be how to be a good girl. And I guess it's something they say in the South, but be sweet, girl. That was what my mother always said to me when she left me. So it was like, good isn't enough. You have to be sweet as well. And that, I think, kind of shaped me more than, I mean, that's something that the fundamental Mormons do, be sweet and shut up. But that wasn't her focus. But it was like, okay, being smart and being good isn't enough. I have to be sweet. And I think that really colored me.
Wow.
But yeah, I don't know if it was where it came from, and I guess maybe past life regressions would be it might be illuminating, but there was kind of a, you can't play until all the work is done, but all the work is never done. There's always more you should be doing, and that's kind of still haunting me.
And was that from childhood, this lifetime, or is that something you feel is carried through from another?
Well, I recognize it in other people and I see it in myself, like not having company because the house is not ready. And so it's like, well, if I feel that you're family, I'll welcome you in, but anyone else would judge me because I have a messy house. And it's taken a lot to be like, I used to joke about, well, I'm the example that you're not the worst housekeeper in the world or whatever. But it's taken a lot for me to like welcome Reverend Carrie in. There are public areas of the house that are beautiful, and then there's just piles everywhere else. So I seem to have internalized you could always do better. And I don't know if that was a direct message from my mother or I internalized it. But
Well, even if that's not what she meant, your perception of what she said is what
right,
stains us. You
yeah.
know, it's what we perceive that to be.
Yeah. And maybe it was like, if I'm a good girl, my brother will leave me alone. I don't know. There, who knows what was going on back then in that little girl's mind.
Yeah. Well, you can when you're in a relaxed state, you could ask your angels and guides to surround you and protect you and to show you a past life, whatever would benefit you from a past, to know from a past life, something that would benefit you today to help you get through, what you're experiencing now. Is there something from a past life that if you knew about, it would benefit you today? If there's a specific past life that you want to know about, same thing. You could ask them to show you what you want to know without feeling hurt, to help you to observe something without feeling the emotions of it. And sometimes even just being outside the emotions of something, being able to observe,
Right.
it helps us to disconnect and heal that pain.
And I think that's part of, it's like I need to listen to that thing two or three times to really get it at all, but I think that's part of the process.
Because, well, energy always reacts differently when we observe it. It's anything that, if we're feeling anxiety and we observe the anxiety, it starts to lose its power. If we're feeling betrayed and we look at the betrayal energy and how that feels, it starts to lose its power. It's not as powerful, it's not as strong, it's not as hurtful as it was before. And then being able to, the Sedona method, it has you bring that energy into your heart. And darkness is that the energy is darkness of fear, but when you pull it into your heart of love and light, it can't exist there. So, what we want to do, we want to push it away, but when we're pulling it to us, and that's part of the observation, I believe,
Right.
because we're observing it through the heart space, and through that act of observation, it loses the power that it's had over us. It's not as painful as it was, and the more we observe it, the more, it just continues to lose its power until it has no power whatsoever.
One of my friends does something that's really interesting. When she catches herself, responding to an old trigger or something, she'll go, "Oh, honey." Like she's really having compassion for that little part of her. And I thought, that's really healing.
Because that's feeling, giving love to the self. And we need that, because usually it's just judgmental on, well, you failed again.
Yeah.
You're freaking out.
Yeah.
Well, one thing's for sure, the energy of today supports, and it's hard to believe, because we're so material that, okay, this I see this keyboard and it's a keyboard. I know what it is. But when we think about planets lining up and moving energy, it's like, it's out there. But we can still feel it. We can feel the pull, and the light is coming in such a way that anything that we've got buried in the subconscious, it's like spotlight on it, and we don't get to ignore it anymore. And when we're, if we're already at a higher vibration, it's not as painful as when we're in anxiety and we're freaked out and we're overwhelmed and stressed, and then it's something else comes along. It's like just one more thing on the plate, but it's at, but the reality is that the universe is wanting us to observe and heal and be free of all of that. And nobody, that's what nobody's getting to opt out of. I mean, me too. I mean, stuff that I thought, wow, I thought that was gone, but there it is. Oh, there's just a little bit more right there. So pulling it out and looking at it, and to be full transparency, I get angry about why is this still here? Why am I still dealing with this? Well, did I take it back and play with it? Probably. When Jesus told me I was going to be doing this, I said, well, when I finally agreed to it, I said, can I be done with all the awful stuff too? And he said, well, that's entirely up to you. And evidently, I didn't understand the memo, because here, 25 years later, I can finally breathe because I got new lungs. Yeah. Being able to, and Florence held the space for her students to see beyond the physical world, the 3D world, to feel, to see, think, and feel beyond what, if they needed money, it was beyond the checkbook. If they needed an apartment, it was to see them in the apartment. If they, the guy that went to the bank for his loan and they had turned him down before, and she said, you need to go. And he's running late and he gets to the bank and he says, I've come for the loan, and they gave it to him. In today's world, especially, people like you and I, for the most part, what we want is to feel. It's not even so much a physical thing, like my car's 20 years old, but I don't want a new car. I mean, you don't want a new car. You're
My
happy
car's
with
23 years old.
we're happy with the cars we have. We don't need a new house. I mean, yeah, maybe, I could I live someplace else? Well, maybe, but it's not something I want that I need. I want to embody that love energy, that gratitude, that appreciation. I want to embody that all day long and breathe deeply in all the moments. And from that energy, then we can handle whatever life, happens in life. We find solutions to the problems, and they don't hurt like they did before. And that's possible, but it takes us putting ourselves first in what does work for us. And I think figuring out what works best starts with being able to take that breath into the body to bring in the clarity of thought. And then the answers start to come. And it sounds like you found two really good programs that are supporting you to travel the journey of understanding what's happening.
I think so.
But asking your angels and guides to show you anything you need to know that's going to benefit you in the path that you're taking now for forgiveness, healing, and to feel safe. But I caution you to do that when the dogs are asleep. And to definitely ask your angels and guides to support you not to feel any anxiety about what's happening if that's something you're going to be seeing. You know, when, well, I'm sure you've had previous lives with Michael. There, you may have had a previous life where you passed and he was left. You know, but something like that could show up when you take a look.
Well, I know I asked you about my friend Marianne, and you said, yes, we had had several lives together, and we were probably sisters or something like that. I just wondered if how I mean, I don't know how that pops in, but if you've had a feeling like that about Michael.
Oh yeah, definitely that you guys have been together. And I feel that that you guys were really, I feel like there was at least one life that you were really, really happy together, but you both went at the same time through some kind of an accident.
Wow.
You were young. You weren't like, you know, and of course, you know, we live longer today than we did, you know, in the 1700s, in the 1500s, in the 1200s. And then I think that there was also one that you guys lived together for a long time. You were together for a long time. But, you know, we come back. I mean, gosh, we've had lots of previous lives, I think.
Well, I've never felt that someone's my soulmate as much as I did with him, for sure.
I think it's beyond soulmate. You know, because like soulmates are made out to be this, the ultimate in relationship, and they're really not. Fred was a soulmate, and it was like a completion of karma. And so there's a, and I had three of those this lifetime. Three. I was like, oh God, let's get it all done in one lifetime. Not a good thing. But completing, you know,
Maybe karma, yeah.
where and I
So
think it
maybe
was a sh
soulmate's not the right term, but definitely soul connection.
it just the heart of each other. The heart of each other. Yeah. I told I'm in agreement, totally agreement with that. That's it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Everybody should have one of those. The
Yeah, and some
world
of my friends really envy that.
the world would be a different place if people could love each other the way you and Michael loved each other. Yeah. And still do. That's just it, you know. That kind of love is forever. Yeah.
I saw a calendar page that's a different translation from the Bible. I can't even remember. Maybe it's Love Never Faileth, but it's Love Never Ends. And that just struck me. I saw that shortly after he passed away, and it was like, yes, love never ends. Very
Yeah,
different perspective.
and that was probably a direct message from him to let you know that he was always there and will always be there. Did he like to read? I just had this flash of him sitting there while you're working on your at your craft table reading, just hanging out reading. I don't think I've ever seen Spirit read. I've seen him drink. Seen him drink. Yeah. When Grandpa was dying and all the families came in while I was trying to talk to him, Jesus was standing there with a beer in his hand. I think I told you about that. Wow. Yeah. Well, I'm in need of some miracles. So if you could just hold the space that what I need happens for me, I would really appreciate that.
You got it. Is
Okay.
there anything more specific I should be affirming?
No, just that what I need comes to fruition.
What you seek is seeking you.
There you go. I love that.
That was Reverend Carrie this weekend. It's like that which you seek is seeking you.
Okay, well, we'll both hold that. So
Yes.
even more things come up for both of us. Well,
Yeah.
give that sewing machine place a call
I will.
on when you can. And I know you do your best, but pull in that breathing. Pull in the breathing. Even if you have to put sticky notes all over above William height, all over the house. You know, what's funny is I put a sticker right in the middle of my bathroom mirror
I
and
do too.
caught myself looking around it. You know? Couldn't even read what it said because I'm looking around it and then I'm looking at it and then I felt the energy. I felt the energy of what it represented. And when we can do that, that is so powerful.
Yeah,
So
if it stays in one place for so long, you don't see it anymore. I need to move them around.
Or change them out. Change them out, different color.
Yeah.
Or I posted a picture of a light bulb with a brain in it on the Florence Global Shin Facebook page. I love that picture. I mean, I thought maybe I should print that out. Or yeah, I could paint it because then I could really get into the energy of it, you know.
Yeah.
But okay, so we're going to be meeting next week on Thursday, same time, right? 12:30 my time, 10:30 yours.
Yes. I have you down the 7th and the 14th, but at the on the 21st at 12. And then back to 10:30.
Oh, wait. Oh, 12, yeah. And then, okay,
Two
yeah.
2 o'clock your time.
Yep. Got it. I'm going to be working on the church stuff today and tomorrow. If I have questions, can I reach out?
Absolutely. I was gonna
Okay.
run an errand this afternoon. I really need to get the errand run. I'm not sure I feel like doing it today, so I could do it tomorrow, but
Yeah.
I don't want to drive into Portland tomorrow, and one of them's, I guess I could go Saturday.
Well, don't wait around for me. I may not have any questions at all, but I won't know until I get in there and look around
Yeah.
and see what's going on.
And I'll
But
search to make sure they haven't sent me the logo, but
oh yeah, that's what I
don't
was
think
going to
they
ask.
have.
Okay, yeah, if you could take a look and maybe reach out because Mercury's in retrograde and it could have fallen through the cracks.
Right.
So just reach out and then make sure that they got what they needed.
Yeah.
And they're working on it.
Rachel's email to me last week went astray, so I have another email account that the Smiles email account has blocked her before, or it just hasn't come through. So I have a Gmail account that seems to be working. So, because
Okay.
her Facebook message died,
Yeah.
so we've had two methods go away now. So.
That is so disappointing because, it felt like a disconnect, and it hurt. I mean, it hurt.
Her emails from her business come through just fine, but her emails, the personal emails about the readings, don't.
Well, they don't come, see the when she, when the business stuff comes through. It's because it's going through the program that, like AWeber, that
Yeah.
holds the emails, and it's coming through. I don't know if I'd say more strength or more legit, maybe. But again, Mercury retrograde, so we have to kind of keep that in mind. So, okay, well, we'll go ahead and complete, and just keep taking those deep breaths. And I'm excited to hear what. Next week, how? Oh, wait a minute. Next, you said his surgeries, they're going to see him next Thursday. That's when we're meeting on Thursday. Is that
Right.
going to work?
Yeah, I drop him off at 7 and he won't be done till about 5.
Oh, okay. Okay. All righty then. Okay. Well, have a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. And I'm affirming that miracle for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Okay, we'll see you next week.
All right. Take care, Kate.
You too, hon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.